You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Also online at wqcs.org. There you can listen to both our HD1 and HD2 signals. I'm Jill Roberts. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's something the public would like to know about. The Florida Department of Corrections now has a way to notify those who live near a state correctional facility in case of an escape or emergency. That would include facilities in Brevard, Indian River, Okeechobee, and Martin counties. We're joined now by Ann Howard, a spokesperson for the Department of Corrections. She says the service has actually been available for a while, but they want to make sure citizens are aware.
There's a toll-free number that folks can call and just follow the prompts to have your information added so that if something does happen and you live near a facility, you will be notified via that phone number.
The toll-free number is 1-866-358-5977. That number again, 1-866-358-5977. We'll be putting that number on our website, so if you don't have the opportunity to write it down just now, you'll be able to get it later. Now, what made the department set up this system?
The Department of Corrections is dedicated to public safety. That is a priority here, and this is just another step toward that commitment.
Now, in order to sign up, we need to know the zip code of the facility about which we'd like to be notified?
Yes, you do. And we have all of those online for anyone to look up. It's, of course, public record, and you can get it off our website.
That website is www.dc.state.fl.us. Again, www.dc.state.fl.us. And, of course, we'll be putting that on our website as well. What sort of information will you be giving out to the public through the alert notification service?
Basically, if there's something going on, they will be notified. The important information will be given out. Each situation is going to be different, so they'll be given the information as needed.
Do you make use of the notifications often?
Wow, we haven't had an escape from a secure perimeter probably since 2005, and that didn't last very long. He was captured relatively fast.
But for those who do live in the area, it's something they think about from time to time.
Sure, absolutely, and we know that, and so that's why we are putting this re-announcement out there to let folks know about it. It's one of those things that you want to have just in case and hope you never have to use.
And can you sign up for more than one?
Yes, you can.
Well, I know that it wouldn't have affected this, but I know we did have a local escape from the local jail recently, and there were schools on lockdown, and it's always good for parents to know about things like that.
Well, we would work with local municipalities, too, if they wanted to use the system and they want us to announce something for them. Absolutely. We can do silver alerts, amber alerts, anything with the local jails. We'll work with everyone.
Just in case you've grabbed a pencil, the number to call to sign up for the alerts again is 1-866-358-5977. And don't forget, we'll have that number and a link to the Department of Corrections website in case you need to get the zip code for the facility in which you're interested. All of that will be at our website, wqcs.org. Click on News. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.